The government and opposition to go head-to-head tomorrow in a battle for the Lok Sabha Speaker's post. The first contest in decades after the government refused to give a commitment on the Deputy Speaker's post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Rijiju says opposition can't lay conditions. The opposition bloc holds a meeting at Mallikarjun Kharge's residence. On the second day of Parliament, Rahul Gandhi takes oath as Member of Parliament for a fifth time, carries the constitution during his swearing-in as Asaduddin Owaisi sparks a controversy by mentioning Palestine after his oath-taking. His remarks are expunged. Big setback to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. He will remain in Tihar for now after the Delhi High Court said the lower court didn't apply its mind when granting his bail and pointing to lapses. AAP says they will go now to the Supreme Court. The teen accused in the Pune Porsche accident case will be released from detention after the Bombay High Court ruled his arrest was illegal as he was still a child. Two engineers were killed after he hit them in a speeding car. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be set free after he agreed to plead guilty in U.S. court to revealing military secrets, ending his years-long legal drama. He is en route to a remote U.S. island to appear in court. And Tollywood film Kalki 2898 AD set to hit screens worldwide day after a dystopian drama starring Prabhas, Amitabh Bachchan and Deepika Padukone, with Kamal Hassan also making an appearance.